Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the ADF Foods Limited Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing the star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Ravi Udeshi from EY. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Steve, and good morning, everyone. We welcome you to the Q3 and 9 months FY25 earnings conference call of ADF Foods Limited. To take us through the results and to answer your questions, we have with us the top management of ADF Foods Limited, represented by Mr. Sumer Thakkar, the promoter, and also the general manager, sales and strategy, and Mr. Shardul Doshi, the chief financial officer. We will start the call with an overview of the business and the current business update by Mr. Sumer Thakkar, and then Mr. Shardul Doshi will give his comments on the financials. As usual, the standard safe harbor clause applies while we start the call. With that said, I now hand over the call to Sumer. Over to you, Sumer.
Thanks, Ravi. Hi, good morning, everyone. Coming to the quarter gone by, our consolidated revenues grew by 13.8% to INR 147.5 crores on a year-on-year basis. This was driven by secular demand across all our brands. We sustained EBITDA margins in the high teens despite ongoing investments in brand development and strengthening of our management teams. In addition to this, we faced increases in raw material prices and freight costs. However, stringent cost control measures, process efficiencies, and the rupee depreciation helped minimize the margin impact. Our strategy to broaden the reach of our India-focused sole brand is advancing as scheduled. We've established a presence in the quick commerce market, and additionally, we've also expanded into select modern trade outlets of Nature's Basket, Reliance Fresh, Hyco, Foursquare, Dharavji's, and DMart in the Mumbai and Pune region. Our cold storage facility in Hyderabad has become operational in the current quarter. This enhances our supply chain capabilities with respect to finished goods storage, and the facility is now geared to optimize resources, better planning, and more timely order fulfillment. Overall, our core business continues to grow at a consistent pace, and our investments in ADF Soul and Truly Indian should start generating momentum over the medium to long term. The expansion of our Surat Greenfield facility to support both new and existing frozen food lines is actively underway, and we anticipate it to begin operations by the second half of FY26. We're confident that our ongoing investments will enable our brands and private label businesses to significantly scale in the future. Overall, we remain committed to achieving strong and sustainable financial growth. I now hand over to Shardul, our CFO, who will comment on the financials.
Thank you, Sumer, and good morning, everyone. I'll first share the standalone performance. In Q3 FY25, we saw revenues from operations at INR 121.1 crores. This marked a 17.3% YoY growth and 3.6% Q-on-Q decrease. Our EBITDA for this quarter was INR 25.5 crores, a YoY decrease of 3.6% and Q-on-Q decrease of 8%. While our EBITDA margins were at 21%, EBITDA margins decreased 460 basis points on YoY basis and by 100 basis points on Q-on-Q basis. The reason for the said decrease has been stated by Sumer in his speech. PAT for the quarter was INR 20.2 crores, a 0.4% decrease YoY and 5.5% decrease Q-on-Q. Our PAT margin for the quarter stood at 16.7%. Coming to the nine-month FY25 performance, our revenues from operations were at INR 343.8 crores, up 20.6% YoY. EBITDA was INR 25.9 crores, registering an increase of 8.2% YoY. EBITDA margin was 22.1%, a decrease of 250 basis points on YoY basis. PAT was INR 58.7 crores, up 8% YoY, with a PAT margin of 17.1%. Moving on to the consolidated performance, our revenues from operations for Q3 FY25 was at INR 147.5 crores, an increase of 13.8% YoY and 8.6% decrease from the last quarter. Our EBITDA for Q3 FY25 was INR 26.4 crores, recording a decrease of 2.2% YoY and a decrease of 4.7% from the previous quarter. Our EBITDA margin stood at 17.9%, a decrease of 290 basis points on a yearly basis. The reason has already been explained by Sumer in his speech. We expect our investment in brand building and strengthening management bandwidth will drive continued growth for all our brands and businesses. Our PAT for the quarter was INR 18.8 crores, marking a YoY decrease of 1.8% and Q1Q decrease of 4.6%. For Q3 FY25, PAT margin stood at 12.7%. For the 9 months ended December 31, 2024, consolidated revenues from operations were at INR 430.5 crores, up 17.4% YoY, and EBITDA was INR 73.7 crores, a growth of 4.3% YoY. The EBITDA margin stood at 17.1%, a decrease of 220 bips YoY. PAT was INR 52.8 crores, up 8.3% YoY, with a PAT margin of 12.3%. All our CAPEX plans are on schedule. Our CAPEX spend for 9 months, FY25, were at around 22 crores. Our cold storage facility at Hediard became operational in the current quarter. Our Surat Greenfield facility expansion is well on schedule. We expect our Greenfield project to commission by H2 FY26. Our balance sheet continues to remain debt-free as on date, and we are sitting on a cash balance of INR 143 crores. Overall, we continue to judiciously invest in our manufacturing capabilities as well as our brand building exercise in order to focus on delivering greater returns in the long term. With this, I now request Ravi to open the floor for question and answer. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Azharuddin from Samiksha Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so we are making investment in ADF UK Limited, right? So can you please throw some color on that and where are we planning to use this money?
So this money will onward invested into our US businesses. So there are a few things happening there. We need to shore up working capital because the demand is increasing for the Unilever product. We can see that happening. And we're also investing onto Truly Indian brand into that market. So we will have to shore up the working capital there. And this is the enabling resolution which we have passed. And then we will transfer money as and when it is required.
Okay, cool.
And, just to add, we've made some strategic...
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. But just to add, we made some strategic changes in our distribution in both the UK market and the US market. And in the next couple of quarters, we're seeing enhancements in demand. So just to fulfill that, this is more a working capital infusion.
Yeah. And why did distribution revenue experience a sudden fall on QOQ basis?
Yeah, so, you know, you remember, in fact, in the last call also, I said that there are certain carry forward. In the June quarter, there were certain container-related issues in terms of availability. So when you look at both standalone as well as distribution business, they have not grown because there were certain carry forward from the Q1 into Q2. And also what happens is because these distributors stock up goods due to Diwali season, they had done it. So you had seen a jump in Q2 and hence there is a drop in Q3, which is a follow-on effect. But I think we are seeing a good growth happening into this segment in few next quarters to come in. So I don't see this as an issue actually.
Correct. And
the
margin and revenue going into FY 2026? Are we expecting margins to increase due to freight rate pressurization?
See, freight is something which is uncontrollable expense for us. But saying this, when we look at the January month or even in the December month, we had seen a month-on-month decrease in December, and it has further reduced in the month of January. So hopefully, freight should come down going forward. If Red Sea issue is also resolved, the freight will drastically come down, I think, after Trump has come in.
Thank you. That's it.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Arpit Jain, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes.
Am I audible?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yes, go ahead. Yes.
Thank you for the opportunity. My question is on the distribution business side. As we are doing pretty great in the food processing business, but when it comes to the distribution business, it has been very volatile. So how do we see the distribution business going ahead as it is causing a drag in our overall business?
Sumer, you want to take this?
So, the volatility is more on the supply side of things. Demand continues to remain robust. And in terms of why we got into the distribution business in the first place, to help strengthen our own brands, that continues to remain. And it also helps bring down our operating costs. So once the supply chain is resolved, this business will continue to generate positive returns in the near to long term.
Even if you see the returns coming from this business, they have been very robust in the current financial year.
Okay, okay. And my other question is that we have some issues related to the post-acquisition issues. So those are resolved or what?
Sorry, can you just repeat that question? Which are you referring to, Vibrant?
Sir, in distribution business, we have some post-acquisition issues on one of the players in that segment. So my question is on that, ITC has given some products like tea and all to the other distributors. So.
So I think you're referring to Vibrant, which used to be our 70% company, and in the last quarter, it became 100% company. Yes, the performance is not up to mark, and hence we have completely bought over the stake, and this company actually has been really helpful for overall business of ADF. In this market where it operates, our share used to be like, say, 1.5 million. It's already at 5 million, which is, they say, rooted through this entity. So it's been really good in terms of strategy. But even on a standalone basis, this company has to make money, and we are all working towards it. Hence, we acquired the 100% stake so that then we can do all strategies which we want to implement over there.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Kuber Chauhan from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. I have a couple of questions over here. Actually, I joined the call late, so can you explain me what were the reasons of our sequential dip in our top line business? And number two, have you seen any kind of more acceptance for Truly Indian brand in US? Actually, ideally you mentioned about 1300 new stores were there which we penetrated. So and the third question is, in last con call you told that Soul brand will be placed in modern trade channel as well. So have it, so it has been placed or it's still remaining?
Azul, you want to get the first question? I'll answer 2 and 3.
Yeah, okay. So, in fact, Kuber, we just, I had covered this in the opening remark, but just to give you a perspective here, in Q2, and rather in Q1 in the month of June, there were container availability issues, and hence there were certain sales which actually they were carried forward from Q1 to Q2, both on the distribution as well as on the processed food segment. This is something which we had mentioned in our call also when we saw a significant jump in Q2. Also what happens is towards Diwali, the distributor starts stocking up the goods before the Diwali, and that's how you see a jump in Q2. We are not really, we are seeing good demand for our products across all segments, even on the distribution side, and we are hoping these numbers will be better going forward.
Yeah, Kuber. So on the second question, for Truly Indian, we remain at the 1300 store mark. It's still early days. It's not even been 6 months, but we ran certain promotions in the last quarter and we saw good action in secondary sales. In fact, we saw a huge bump up. But like I mentioned, it's still early days, but we feel fairly confident the 1300 stores will start generating revenue in Q1 and Q2 of next year. And we also are looking to increase this number in the short term. With regards to Soul, we have entered modern trade. So we've entered Nature's Basket. So we're doing it regionally. First, we're starting with Mumbai and Pune, and then we'll expand further west. So we've entered Reliance, Nature's Basket, Dima, Haiko, and Darabji's in Mumbai and Pune.
Okay. And can you provide some ballpark guidance for the next year? Because you know the international markets are a bit shaky, so how we are looking forward and how and what are strategies we are adopting, you know, to mitigate it and to protect our margins.
So in the next financial year, we see that Truly Indian and Soul will start contributing in a better way than the current year because of all the things which have happened with both these brands in terms of successful listings across the stores as well as on the online platforms. Ashoka also has been giving us a good growth, and we are also simultaneously saying that when we are approaching our big retailers for Truly Indian, there is a private label business also which is coming into us. So we see a good growth happening on all these segments in the next financial year.
Okay, and have we listed our SKUs on Amazon?
Yeah, we have. So we're on, is this Amazon India? We're on Amazon India, we're on Amazon US, we do Amazon EU, and we're just starting the UK as well.
So have we increased our SKUs or the existing ones are only been there?
Again, I'm not sure which market you're referring to, but the ADF all in India, it's across, I mean, we have all our SKUs listed apart from Frozen, which is a new launch.
Okay, so we have listed Frozen, right?
Not at the moment. We've just launched Frozen. It's gone into modern trade this month.
Okay.
But yeah, we do have plans on getting into quick commerce and e-commerce.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kumar Saurabh from Scientific Investing. Please go ahead.
I have 2-3 questions. So first on Truly Indian and Soul, what are their latest monthly revenue run rates? That is one. And this 9 months, how much they have contributed to the losses, you know, in terms of percentage or absolute? And what is the revenue level at which they will break even, if you can, you know, connect all three things for Truly Indian and Soul?
So Truly Indian has a run rate in US at around, will I think do around 1 million in the current financial year, all in put together. And additionally, whatever we are doing Germany, I think we should be at around 20 odd crores for Truly Indian. While if you look at Seoul, the current run rate is around 70 odd lakhs rupees on a monthly basis.
Okay. And together combined, have they contributed to losses at a EBITDA level?
Yes, because we are in an investment mode in for both these brands, right? So,
like what percentage of total EBITDA they have eaten up?
So EBITDA at Seoul will be at around say 150% when it comes to the top line. This includes all the marketing spend, the people cost, what we have employed there. While Truly Indian will be around say 30 to 40%.
Okay. And at what revenue level you expect them to break even at a EBITDA level?
See, Truly Indian and Soul both are high margin business. So as soon as we are able to reduce the marketing spend there, both these brands will become break even. Like they will start breaking even.
Any tentative timeline? I'm not looking for exact time, but maybe, you know, 6 to 12 month window or 1 to 2 years, like where you are expecting that this would happen?
So Seoul should take another 12 odd months for us to break even, while Truly Indian maybe 6 to 8 months.
Okay, great. And my last question is the margin. Like if you compare December to December, the margins have dipped and you have given reasons like, right, but we are also investing, we have built a leadership team. So if you can, you know, for the difference of whatever 3-4% margin gap, if you can provide the details, what has impacted how much percentage of margin?
So freight itself was around 3%, had a 3% impact in terms of our margin. Well, marketing spend will be around, say, 1.5%, and your cost of goods, the raw material, will be around 1.5%. So that's broadly the breakup. And, of course, the overall EBITDA will not add up, but there are some savings which we have done because of the, on other expenses, when the fixed costs get apportioned over the higher top.
Okay. And my last question, the distribution side of business, like I'm not bothered about the quarterly fluctuations, but can we say at the annual level, 12-month level, given last quarter things changed and, you know, the hope was now this business will continue to do well. So if we keep the quarterly fluctuations aside, can we be assured that on a yearly level, you know, things will be good on the distribution side from here on?
So it will be. In fact,
if we get continued. Sorry, Rahul, go ahead.
No, go ahead, sir.
No, I'm saying once the supply chain issues are resolved and if we get continued supply of goods, we're fairly confident this business can generate on a steady state anywhere between $12 to $14 million annually.
Great. Thanks. Thanks a lot and wish you all the best.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ravi Naredi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much to give the opportunity. Sir, you have nice management, debt-free, doing hard work by management, took Patanjali agency, doing good agency work of Hindustan Unilever. In spite of so many efforts you are doing of expansion in capacity, warehouse in USA, PLI from Government of India, we are at same stage in last nine quarter from December 22. Since last nine quarter, we are at same figure in bottom line. So will you give some hope because what is going on, where we want to go?
No, so in fact, except this quarter, there has been quarter on quarter and year-on-year growth which we have seen, both on our top line and bottom line. not sure what you're referring, but even top line, we have been growing at around 17 to 20% year on year. I think we can, I'm not sure, when you're saying 9 quarters, we have been stagnant. But saying this, the plans are in place. As you are aware, Ashoka has been growing in double digit for us, Truly Indian and Soul, there is an investment which is happening and will start giving us a good contribution. And even private label will become a bigger business for us. That's what we are expecting to happen in the year to follow. Even on the margin side, as I explained, freight has come down. Your dollar rate has improved. So hopefully even margin-wise, we should be better off despite our investments which we are doing on marketing as well as manpower. So I think we are seeing the I think next financial year we will have a much better number compared to what we have right now.
That is okay. But in December 22, we have 19 crore the bottom line and today also 19 crore. So just I have asked, you gave 1000 crore top line target for financial year 27. So many point to ask whether at 1000 crore our margin will be same, increase or likely to decrease. That commentary we need from you.
Yeah, as I explained, in fact, so many things we are doing in terms of investment on our brand as well as the we can see cost coming down, which is main important is the freight. RM is, of course, still high. And the foreign exchange rate is also favoring us. So margin profile should also be better for us going forward.
Okay, thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sumit from Arth Equity. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning. Thanks for the opportunity. So, sir, you had given a guidance of 1,000 crore revenue by FY27. So, are we sticking to that guidance?
Yes.
Okay. And what kind of blended margins do you expect broadly? Can you give us a range?
We have always been saying we will be in a high teens when it comes to the EBITDA margin. So we should be in a position to achieve that.
Got it. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ashish Agarwal, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. I had two questions. So basically, with the our main business is in USA, whether we take Ashoka or Truly Indian, I mean, is a part of the revenue comes from US. Now, based on the tariffs that are anticipated or coming up, what is the plan to safeguard our margins? That's the question number one. And second question is basically, you said that in Seoul, we have launched frozen food category in last month, I think January, this quarter. So what are the various products that we have launched and how many SKUs we have launched in the frozen category? That's it. Those are the questions.
So if you look at the, I think, tariff, anyway, Indian government is working with US government to see how this will work. But anyway, regardless, whenever it happens, it will happen for the entire industry. It's not only like we will be the only one who will be impacted. We are already paying duties as such. It's not that we are not paying duty in US. We'll have to see how much incremental duties will come in. But if it is happening for the industry, I think most of us will pass it on to the customers because, and anyway, the pricing of our products, they are in all single-digit dollar numbers, so it will not really impact as such when it comes to the market. It may slightly had an impact, but we don't see any major impact happening. We are waiting to see how things are anyway developing on this front, and we will talk about it once we have a complete clarity on this aspect.
And just to add to that, so I mean, the way we safeguarded ourselves a couple of years ago as well, when freight costs went up, our brands have very strong brand equity, so we are able to pass on price increases if need be. So thank you. To answer your second question, of course.
Yeah, good.
So yeah, last month we launched a range of frozen breads. So this includes stuffed parathas, kulchas, naans, and a few snacks like paneer pakoras, various samosas. We're doing the frozen launch in two phases, but it's mostly spread across breads and snacks. And over the next 3 months, it'll be a range of about 15 SKUs.
Okay, and it's launched as a pilot in some city or across our modern trade and e-commerce?
So we're test marketing across quick commerce, so Zepto, Instamart, as well as few select modern trade outlets in Mumbai and Pune.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question to the management, you may press star and one at this time. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining in. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of ADF Foods Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.